Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Our conversation with Diane Benson about Elizabeth Paratovich continues. After her one-woman play was a huge success, even performed in London, Benson collaborated on a movie, a docudrama for the rights of all, that told the story of Elizabeth Paratovich and others on an even bigger scale, a project that started out on her kitchen table.
And sure enough, you know, Jeff Silberman and I got together and talked about it, and we started laying out little index cards on my kitchen table that ended up becoming the film For the Rights of All, Ending Jim Crow in Alaska.
So I guess we should backtrack a bit so people know who Jeff Silberman is. So after your play ran and people said there needs to be a film, you hook up with Jeff Silberman, who is, for a number of years, produced videos through his company, Blueberry Productions. And currently, Jeff works for the Alaska Federation of Natives. But when you and Jeff got together and had all those index cards on the table, why did you decide that you were going to take this story beyond just Elizabeth and Roy Paratovich?
Because it's a story of Alaska civil rights. I had a great interest in the subject as a whole. And to really appreciate what Elizabeth did, I think you need to see how it was. It wasn't just in one town with a small group of people being hateful. It was the way it was in Alaska. Only citizens under American rule could own land. And my gosh, it infuriates me because, you know, I think about my grandparents and their grandparents and how they were on this land all this time. And now they're no longer recognized as having any rights to the land and to the space they've customarily used for centuries. Plus, who could resist the incident in Nome? The young lady, I mean, she was a teenager and she was in the theater and was removed from the theater because the native wasn't supposed to be in the white section. She ends up in jail overnight. That story had to be told. So we weave these things in there with the interviews. And then I helped conduct a number of the interviews. And I'm so grateful for it with Nora Dauenhauer. That was such an emotional, beautiful opportunity to spend that time with people like her and Walter Sobolov, Byron Malott, who were particularly wonderful interviews, and Ellen Hope Hayes. That was great. In fact, I learned things about my mother from doing the interview with her.
After For the Rights of All came out, there were people that said, no, we need a major motion picture. I mean, this film is very good. It's a good docudrama. I think it would be a very compelling movie, though, to bring these stories with a full-fledged Hollywood treatment.
There's wonderful additional characters to be included here, real people who did major, awesome things. And like Amy Hollingstad, who's also from Petersburg. Gosh, Mildred Sparks. These are all women from the Alaska Native Sisterhood and who had strong leadership positions in the sisterhood, as well as so many men like William Paul and his sons.
So what do you think is the most compelling part of their story as a group of people pushing for civil rights?
I like to think on and reflect on the strength of our people historically, and they demonstrated that so well. And I've learned that from my grandparents, too, to stand up, but to do it preferably with dignity, but it isn't even about dignity as much as it is about how do you represent your clan and your people? Because when you step out there, are you representing them well? You say what must be said, you be true, but you be a true human being, but you do it knowing that you don't want to offend. You can tell the truth, and that's the beauty of Elizabeth. You can tell the truth without offense, without attacking other people who they are.
Well, that's what I'm always struck with when I look back at the old films that were taken of Martin Luther King and the people that he worked with. They were always dressed in suits, and they always seemed to carry themselves about with a real dignity.
And that was a reflection of the times as well. I mean, people in general, in American culture, dressed, and so they represented themselves in that way. My rebellion as a young person, and I did this in high school when it was extremely unpopular, but I borrowed regalia pieces, not something you'd wear to ceremony, but you know, necklaces and a vest and things that represented myself as a Thlinkit person. And I dared to wear it to school, and I got some other kids to do it just for the day. And yeah, we took some grief, but we did it anyway. And we each sat in our individual classrooms and just sat up proudly. We wanted to be who we were without apology.
And that, I think, is the special part about Elizabeth Paratovich, is she seemed to be able to live in both worlds.
Yes. We do have the capacity historically in us to adapt. And I think that's one of our great strengths as Thlinkit people.
So when you began your play, there wasn't as much known about Elizabeth Paratovich, and we fast forward 20 years later, we have Google Doodle featuring Elizabeth Paratovich, we have a coin. How do you feel about those developments?
I think those are good things. People are unaware of the variety of tribes in the United States and how indigenous people are here. It's amazing to me that, you know, other people from other races, regardless of what they are, know so little about us as indigenous populations. So this is an opportunity, and it just happens to be, you know, from our tribe. And I think we should all feel humbled and appreciative of that. Humbled only in that we are being represented, and appreciative that we have this kind of respect, but at the same time to hold our heads up, because we are a strong people. And I think a lot of our younger people need to be reminded of that. We are of value, and we are a strong people.
So in wrapping things up, I have to ask you this. If you could sit across a table from Elizabeth Paratovich and have a conversation with her today, what would you talk about? What would you ask her?
Well, if she was here today, boy, I would be seeking her counsel on how we might address some of our political difficulties in our state and in our nation. And of course, everyone would be bothering her probably to run or something, or seek her endorsement. I think I would also be talking to her about relationship, the importance of relationship with one another, and how she was able to get past some of the hurt feelings. And if she didn't get past it per se, but how do you cope? Because sometimes we are all so challenged by our hurts. How do we manage that in a better way so that we can be human beings together?
Human beings together. Well, since the play, Elizabeth Paratovich has become more widely known, not just in Alaska, but nationwide, there's an awareness. In fact, most recently, she was featured in a Google Doodle. Up next, we'll hear the backstory on the Google Doodle.